This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening. Welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm Brennan House. As anyone with an infant baby knows, it's getting harder and harder to find baby formula, which is leading most grocery stores to slap a limit of one or two cans per shopper. Folks, this is rationing. It's here. We told you it was coming, and now it's here. And it's happening to us, America. Shocking, right? And it's largely planned, a manufactured crisis, I believe, to make more and more people dependent on the government. The reasons are likely many as to why we suddenly have a baby formula shortage in a first world country like America, but one reason that has not been discussed until now by many is, well, this: America's border crisis. Did you know there's a connection between America's border crisis and a baby formula shortage? Well, in short, the border has been wide open since Biden took the White House, and that's led to about an average of 200,000 illegals crossing per month. And many of them are pregnant women, and many with infants. The number, 200,000, folks, adds up pretty quick. And it's putting pressure on the manufacturers of baby formula to keep up with increased demand. And they didn't expect and didn't account for this great expansion. But the story gets worse from there. We now have evidence that illegals are getting first priority in the distribution of that baby formula. The Washington Examiner has the full story. Hard to believe, folks, but it's true. Following is an excerpt from the Examiner's story. The nationwide shortage of baby formula that has sent mothers desperately rushing from store to store has evaded one lucky group: illegal immigrants detained by Border Patrol. According to videos posted by a Florida lawmaker, the Biden administration has been shipping pallets of baby formula to migrant holding facilities. Quote, "They are sending pallets of baby formula to the border," end quote. So said Republican Representative Kat Kamek in one of two online postings just in the last few days. Quote, "Meanwhile, in our own district at home, we cannot find baby formula," end quote, she added, holding up a photo of empty shelves where the formula once was housed. Kamek said that a border agent sent her photographs of the deliveries, and she posted one online, holding one of the photos up, showing both the Advantage brand formula and the Go-Go Squeeze applesauce. Kamek told the Examiner, quote, "They're receiving pallets and more pallets of baby formula at the border. This was taken at Ursula Processing Facility in McAllen, Texas, where thousands are being housed and processed and then re-released," end quote. The mark of Rhino, or Republican in name only, is that they can never be trusted. Even when they appear to be in your court, their support is only strategic to get inside information that can somehow be leveraged against the true conservatives. No one, I think, epitomizes that label, Rhino, more than Lindsey Graham, the senior senator from South Carolina. Graham, well, he appears on Fox News constantly in the run-up to the 2020 elections and gave nothing but pedal-to-the-metal support to then-President Donald Trump. Behind the scenes, however, Graham was working his great magic for the other side. New audio obtained by CNN in the aftermath of the Capitol protest on January 6th reveal how eager Lindsey Graham was to turn on Trump. Listen to this.
We come out of this thing stronger. Moments like this reset. It'll take a while. People have calmed down. I don't want to be associated with that. This is a group within a group. And what this does, it, there'll be a rallying effect for a while for the country. It says we're better than this.
And Biden will help that, right?
Yeah, totally. He'll be maybe the best person to have, right? I mean, how bad can you get it, Joe Biden? He's misjudged passion. you know, he plays the TV game, and he went too far here.
Quote, we will actually come out of this thing stronger, end quote. That's what Graham said. And then, quote, moments like this reset, it'll take a while. People will calm down. People will, I don't want to be associated with that, end quote. Then he goes on to say, this is a group within a group. What this does, it'll be a rallying effort for a while where the country says, we're better than this and Biden will be better, right? End quote. New York Times reporter Jonathan Martin asked him, quote, totally, he'll be maybe the best person to have, right? End quote. Graham replied, quote, I mean, how mad can you get at Joe Biden? End quote. Well, Senator Graham now has his answer to that question. People are steaming mad and getting madder as their wages evaporate before their very eyes into the grim clutches of rampant inflationary spirals. In other news, the Biden regime, failing to get its globalist green agenda passed through Congress, has resorted to using a regulatory backdoor to implement many of these insane policies. According to the Daily Caller, this backdoor method involves using currently existing environmental laws to implement further restrictions and regulations by using the ambiguous wording of the laws to draw broader interpretations in favor of their actions. To this end, writes Eric Lindrum for American Greatness, regulations have since been implemented on many aspects of everyday life, including home appliances, building standards, the fuel economy, and infrastructure projects. Brent Bennett, an energy expert at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, told the Daily Caller, quote, they're basically using environmental laws to create backdoor subsidies. The problem is that our laws are so broadly interpreted and defined that it makes this possible. It allows for this kind of abuse. So that's really the root of the problem. Congress didn't pass good laws. And now those laws are being abused, end quote. The cost to the U.S. taxpayer is more than $93 trillion over a 10-year period, which Lindrum points out would see each American family burdened with a cost of up to $65,300 per year to pay for the provisions of the bill. Among other proposals, Lindrum reports that the Green New Deal would demand the country produce 100% of its power using zero emission sources, as well as investing in electric vehicles and upgrading infrastructure in order to achieve what they call, quote, maximum energy efficiency, water efficiency, safety, affordability, comfort, and durability, including through electrification, end quote. Since taking office, Biden has implemented many of the Green New Deal's policies through executive orders. In fact, on his first day, he signed one such order that ordered major revisions to appliance energy efficiency regulations, which directly led to the Department of Energy unveiling a laundry list of new regulations covering everything from household appliances, washers and dryers, to shower heads, lamps, cooking products, and water heaters. The Biden regime, Lindrum notes, has also rolled out new regulations on proposed construction projects, ordering federal agencies to investigate potential environmental impacts of new projects before approving them. These regulations have been implemented through reinterpretation of a previously passed federal law, the National Environmental Policy Act, first passed in 1969. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I was faced with every adversity you could think of. No retailers wanted to sell my pillow. That's come full circle. Vendors took advantage of me, and I was copied by China. Well, by the grace of God, I was able to get through all that and learn from it. I have a passion to help other U.S. entrepreneurs, and that's why I created my new platform, MyStore.com. We have hundreds of products from amazing entrepreneurs, and to celebrate, I'm going to put my pillows on MyStore.com right now. You can get my standard My Pillows regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get my standard queen size, regular $79.98, now only $29.98. Or you can get my premium king size, regularly $89.98, now only $34.98. So go to mystore.com and use that promo code on your screen to get huge discounts on all my store products. Thank you and God bless.
Conservative journalist J.D. Rucker is out with a new article that says, quote, Trump allies are falling on their swords to save him from an embarrassing loss by Dr. Oz, end quote. He writes that former acting DNI Rick Grenell went on the warpath this week by posting blatantly false information about America First candidate for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, Kathy Barnett. Rucker says, quote, I came to the conclusion after looking at his and other attacks from people I generally like and admire that they're coming to the defense of Donald Trump and his endorsement of Dr. Oz. Losing in the primary would be a poor loss for the television doctor, but it would be devastating for Trump. The press will eat him alive, hammering for days or even weeks how Trump has lost power in the Republican Party, and Dr. Oz losing would be their proof. It's not true, at least the part about Trump losing power. He backed the wrong candidate. A Democrat pretending to be a Republican who is backed by the GOP establishment and the globalist elites. Everyone makes mistakes, end quote. Rucker names names later in the piece when he writes, quote, Grenell and others have come to his rescue, throwing out blatant lies in an effort to smear her at the last moment. Until a couple of weeks ago, she wasn't even a factor in the race. Fellow globalist rhino David McCormick and Dr. Oz were spending a lot of money attacking each other, and Barnett snuck in the back door to surge to a three-way tie. The rhinos and Trump allies joined forces to try to take her down at the last minute. Sean Hannity, a Dr. Oz supporter, who some believe is the reason Trump backed the candidate in the first place, went scorched earth on her during his show this past Wednesday night, end quote. The biggest human biological experiment in world history is not over yet. There are more shots to come, and inevitably, there will be many more deaths and injuries, and people are still being denied informed consent. So says Dr. Naomi Wolf in a new video podcast. Wolf is poring over a new batch of documents made public about the Pfizer vaccine. These are the documents containing data that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration wanted to keep hidden from the public for how long? 75 years. They only released them because they were forced to by a federal judge. Here's a segment from Dr. Wolf's latest analysis of those documents. Watch this.
The toxicity of the vaccines that is revealed from the internal documents that I've seen with my own eyes. The fact that you could, oh, there are other creepy things in there, like there are different categories. I mean, it's clear from the internal documents that this is an experiment, right? Like we know
correct.
It quickly, but it's actually rolling out as an experiment. And it's not just, you know, we're gonna inject everyone and see what happens. It's much more sinister than that. It's an experiment in that some people get the injection in their left arm, some people get it in their right arm. You know, some people get Moderna, some people get Pfizer. The reason I bring this up, and also we've seen internal documents from the CDC showing that they always had planned 6 injections.
Wow.
So it's not over yet. They from the beginning had planned 6 injections.
Stunning news there that she broke. She said the internal documents from the CDC show that they had always planned 6 injections. So it's not over yet. From the beginning, they planned 6 injections. Business Insider reports that the Russian ruble has become the world's best performing currency this year, as its onshore rate is up more than 11% against the US dollar. That's so far in 2022. The ruble is the biggest gainer among 31 major currencies, according to data tracked by Bloomberg, and has overtaken the Brazilian real, which is up 9% this year. Russia has implemented capital controls in addition to demanding ruble payments for its natural gas supplies from European nations, as well as forcing exporters to sell foreign exchange holdings. The success of Russia's market maneuvers has outperformed those of other nations like Argentina and Turkey when they tried similar tactics, according to Business Insider. So in other words, the U.S. and NATO's economic sanctions have not hurt Russia at all. In other news, a whistleblower within the Federal Bureau of Investigation has come forward to expose the FBI's sinister strategy of targeting members of the conservative news media, including information about what the FBI calls a special investigative matter, or SIM, regarding their investigation into Project Veritas over Ashley Biden's abandoned diary. Quote, "The FBI appears to be the victim of political undertakings," end quote, the whistleblower agent told Project Veritas editor James O'Keefe. Watch the video.
So you've been a special agent for a number of years.
Correct.
Special agent with the FBI.
That's correct. I've worked in counterintelligence, counterterrorism. I've worked criminal.
What brought you to Project Veritas? Why are you here?
There's a number of very troubling things that are happening within the FBI. And I would say that the direction that the agency has headed troubles the vast majority of the agents. Project Veritas appears to be a victim of political undertakings, which is where this agency has gone.
You came across some information. Can you tell me a little more about that?
The file that you're talking about is background on the Project Veritas investigation that resulted in the search warrant at your premises. There's a number of things on there that are alerting, and they don't necessarily make sense for the type of organization or agency that you are.
First of all, what can you say about how you came across or acquired this?
This was given to me by a colleague who was interested and also sympathetic to the fact that it appears that there's a political vendetta against your organization.
And what leads you or him or her to believe that there's a political vendetta?
We don't see a lot of investigations into news organizations. It's not common. The ones that are almost specifically tied to threat countries that we would be investigating for intelligence purposes. To see a criminal investigation, particularly one categorized the way that this is alerting, and it's surprising based on the public information that is provided.
What does SIM mean on this document? It says SIM news media.
So SIM is a classification that means it's a sensitive investigative matter. And that basically affords the subject of the investigation with certain protections internally. Because it's sensitive, it could be a political figure, it could be someone in a church or a religious figure, it could be a news media organization.
Who makes the classification that word news media?
It would be done in the FBI's office, specific to the investigation. It would usually be identified as by the case agents who are working it. Based on the prominence of that individual, there's going to be a higher level of supervision to sign off on authorizing a case. And it's also done in conjunction with the chief division counsel of that field office, who's going to be the top internal lawyer.
Title restricted, access denied. Why is that?
So once you are designated as a SIM, the information is going to be restricted from the rest of the FBI's search capabilities. That title would normally be the name of the subject, the name of the victim, the name of the type of crime that is being alleged, if these things exist. In this case, it's restricted because even the name of the subject would indicate the nature of what was going on.
According to a document obtained by Project Veritas, the FBI opened an investigation into the organization, knowing full well they were journalists, as the document is classified under the label of, quote, news media, end quote. This contradicts the government's court rulings, where they argued that actions taken by the government to surveil, raid, and seize materials from Project Veritas journalists were appropriate. The government's filing stated, quote, "Project Veritas is not engaged in journalism within any traditional or accepted definition of that word," end quote, because its reporting is, quote, non-consensual, end quote. The whistleblower, who has several years of experience as an FBI special agent, came to Project Veritas because, quote, "the direction that the agency has headed troubles a vast majority of the agents," end quote. Something else the whistleblower called, quote, alerting, end quote, was the fact that the FBI categorized the investigation into Ashley Biden's diary under Threat Band 1, which is usually reserved for, quote, threat issues that are likely to cause the greatest damage to national interest or public safety in the coming year, end quote. A New York City-based tech company called Accuit has developed a system in which artificial intelligence is used to allow surveillance cameras to detect whether someone is carrying a gun. The company's founder and CEO, Sunny Tay, told Fox 5 in New York, quote, "We initially built our company as a gun detection company in response to a lot of active shooter threats that happened over the years," end quote. After the Las Vegas shooting in 2017, Tay, who is a former captain in the U.S. Marine Corps, surveyed law enforcement agencies across the country, asking what could be done. Quote, "A common refrain heard from a lot of them was a wish for security cameras that could automatically identify threats," end quote, he said. Accuate connects existing surveillance cameras online with encryption, then runs its algorithms that are programmed to search for people with firearms. As is the case with almost all new technology, there are privacy concerns. But nobody seems to be asking how this system could infringe upon Americans and their Second Amendment rights. Tay told Fox 5, quote, 99% plus of cameras are used in a very forensic way, which means that if something bad happens, they come back and review the footage hours or even days later and try to catch a bad guy. What we're looking to do is in a non-privacy intrusive way, so we don't track any facial recognition or biometrics or PI, but be able to identify potential indicators of threats to safety and security and send these alerts out in real time to people who would need to respond, end quote. It could be at a used car lot or construction site at night with cameras programmed to notify when a suspicious person walks near a fence, Tay said. If the assumption is that everyone carrying a gun must be a bad guy, this technology could also lead to violations of law-abiding Americans exercising their Second Amendment rights. Americans might be moving past the COVID-19 pandemic and the mandates that did little to stop the spread of the virus. Still, many doctors, experts, and even military personnel are coming forward about the untold side effects of the COVID-19 drug. Since the controversial jab was announced, many, including Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology, have warned people all around the world about the dangers associated with the new drug. And while the FDA, the CDC, and the WHO have criticized anyone who questions the vaccines as purveyors of disinformation, their own databases are proving the severe adverse reactions they claimed were fake news. The primary government database that has been used to criticize the COVID injections was the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, or VAERS. But now we have another less filtered source of data. Army veteran Pam Long has presented data from the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database that's even more disturbing than what is found in VAERS. She mentions some massive increases in catastrophic health conditions. Take a look.
Well, if I could just highlight some of the alarming data from the DMED from 2021 after the rollout of the vaccine. Reports of myocarditis increased 2,800%. Cancers by various types increased 300 to 900%. Infertility, both genders, increased 500%. Miscarriages increase 300%. Neurological disorders increase 1,000%. Demyelinating disorders increase 500%. MS increase 600%. Guillain-Barré syndrome, 500% increase. HIV, 500% increase. And pulmonary embolisms, 400% increase. And that is just a short list of the most alarming findings in the DMED database that he just discussed.
Those are real numbers, folks, from U.S. Army databases. They are methodically destroying the health of our U.S. military, our U.S. military fighting force. Joe Biden has canceled another oil and gas lease on federal land. This article comes from mainstream news, CBS News, and ABC News, among others. And they were all reporting it on Thursday, May 12th. According to CBS, the Biden regime has canceled one of the most high-profile oil and gas lease opportunities pending before the Interior Department. The decision, which halts the potential to drill for oil on more than 1 million acres in Alaska's Cook Inlet, quote, comes at a challenging political moment when gas prices are hitting painful new highs, end quote. In a statement shared first with CBS News, the Department of Interior cited a, quote, lack of industry interest in leasing in the area, end quote. That was what they said was behind the decision to not move forward with the Cook Inlet lease sale. The administration also halted two leases under consideration for the Gulf of Mexico because of, quote, conflicting court rulings that impacted work on these proposed lease sales, end quote. The Interior Department's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management has previously canceled lease sales in Cook Inlet three times, in 2007, 2008, and 2011, also citing lack of industry interest at the time as the reason for scrapping the sales. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Welcome back. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. What the mainstream corporate media, like the one we just read from CBS News before the break, doesn't tell you is that the lease prices on federal land for drilling are going up and the federal regulations are piling up. And thus, it's making it unprofitable to drill in these areas. That's why there is a lack of interest. It's manufactured. There is a common theme with every policy and decision issued by the Biden regime. Destruction. Destroy it all, root and branch. And it's all being done right out in the open, in plain sight, for every American to see. But how many are watching? This is controlled demolition by stone-cold globalists. They have their Manchurian candidate in the White House, and they're taking full advantage. Now, the same cabal that controls the White House is ratcheting up the rhetoric about the forever virus. Yeah, that one. Fauci, Walensky, they're all talking about how it's going to be really bad this fall. You can see where this is going, right? But they can only lock us down and only put us back in masks if we let them. Unfortunately, we did let them the first time. So they think they can get away with it again. Let's hope they're wrong this time. Well, that's our broadcast for tonight. Thank you so much for watching. But before we go, let me remind you, if you appreciate what we're doing, there's three ways you can support us. One, of course, go to MyPillow.com and use that promo code B66 to save up to 66% on any of the more than 100 products there. When you do, use that promo code B66 so we get credit. Because, again, we're listener-supported. We need your support. You get great products by Mike Lindell and the MyPillow guys. Great company, great products, great employees. 2,700 employees, they're counting on us. And Mike's counting on us as he needs those funds to help save America and keep this TV network and this show going. So MyPillow.com, promo code B66. The other way is to go to WVWTV.com/store. WVWTV.com/store. I have a lot of resources there. One of them is freeze-dried food. Been a distributor of freeze-dried food since 2016. Got another order on the way, so we have a big supply. We're keeping it in stock, but I can't promise you how long that'll be because of the nationwide demand. So I would urge you, if you're interested, to order now. And maybe you got a budget for it. Maybe order a little now, a little bit later. Spread out the purchases as you can afford it. But I highly urge you to have an emergency food supply on hand. It has a 25-year shelf life. It's freeze-dried food. You can check it all out. WVWTV.com/store. I know you can buy it somewhere else, but when you purchase it from us, you're supporting what we're doing and helping keep this broadcast going. So thank you so much for your support by going to WVWTV.com/store. WVWTV.com/store. And then finally, you can also support us by just simply going to WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. And make a contribution. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Continue to support us because what we do is offer up free broadcasting, free resources. We're a public service organization. Don't you think what we're doing is a public service? I think you do. So consider supporting us by just simply going to WVWFoundation.com, one of the three ways you can support us. Thank you so much for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.